Blog Talk Radio.
Well, we're going to change that music right now because this is really, it's not the moment.
Been a cruel kind of Monday, and I can't get you off my mind. I decided I would call you.
Good afternoon, one and all. Good afternoon, good afternoon, and good afternoon once more. This is your host, APNA Gibbs, at the historical moment. Now, the reason why I changed the music is because that music is written and performed by Angela Ortiz, a crew member of the Pistocco Theater. He came to St. Thomas with hardly any theater experience, and there you go. he participated in the play, and next thing you know, he's full-grown staff member. Whew, that's a mouthful. Anyhow, we want to welcome you today to another edition of the Historical Moment every Friday afternoon at 1:30. So with that being said, let's go ahead and meet our guest today. Our guest is Matthew, and Matthew wears many hats. He's a teacher in more ways than one. So let's go ahead and say hello to Matthew. Good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Fine, thank you. So glad to have you back again.
And yeah,
you
glad
are
to be
filled
here
with all kinds of excitement. Thank you. Thank you. Now, you are filled with all kinds of exciting news to share with us because last night something special happened to the audience of Brother Street.
Yeah, so last night we, at the Historical Theater, we kind of had the culmination of our second summer camp, which was the leadership and playwriting camp for young people on the island. So we talked about that on your show a few weeks ago as it was ramping up. And so we just finished 4 weeks, and there were 16 kids between ages 14 and 16. And they spent the month I put them through a pretty rigorous literature analysis, playwriting class and experience. And they produced, they came through in a pretty big way. So last night we had a public presentation of what they had done. Last night we had a formal staged reading event of their plays, and there were 14 10-minute plays that we presented to the audience, and it was pretty exciting.
I can imagine. How many of those youngsters have ever been a playwright before or an actor before?
Well, I think a couple of them had a little bit of experience with our other, our Stars production camp in years past. And some of them, are musical performers at various churches and that kind of thing. But as far as for, significant, acting or certainly playwriting, I think this was the first experience for most of them. I had a couple young ladies that came in super excited, and they were very poetic voices, so I think that they maybe had done some poetry maybe and that kind of thing, and over at they were Charlotte Amalia high school kids, and they yeah, so they came in with some of that. They must have a good English teacher down there that's getting them to write poetry and stuff like that. So we we worked that artistic inclination with them and got them moving from you know poetry to dialogue and playwriting, and it was pretty exciting.
Amazing. Now I bet you any money that when you have a student, no matter the age, a student who's doing something, studying something, or performing something that they really love, you have very little discipline problem. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. There was very little discipline issues. You know, I mean, other than normal kid stuff when they got excited, but there was nothing that.
Sure.
Yeah, there was nothing that even approached a significant problem, and they were great kids. They were respectful kids. They were were taking it seriously. You know, this camp is a partnership that we have with the Department of Labor here in the Virgin Islands, and what they do is they actually incorporate the camp into their pre-work experience for 14, 15-year-olds. Along with the playwriting, which is the training, you know, communication improvement sort of component. You know, I also, you know, Pistarchal, you know, we want to make good on our partnership with Department of Labor, and so we also, you know, they punched in and punched out every day, so to speak, and we did personality profiles, and we did work career sort of portfolio stuff with them, and I did a staff performance review with them, just like if they had been an employee somewhere, where I sent them on their way with some feedback and some goals for them to work on, and so yeah, they took it seriously. They didn't all just naturally necessarily have a great background for writing or that kind of stuff, but the ones that struggled, I think that the best part about my night last night when they performed it was watching the few that really struggled throughout the process feel success as they came through it, and their words were spoken, and they got nice response from the audience, so they learned a valuable lesson about, you know, when something gets hard, and you push through it and accomplish what you can and grow from it. So I felt very good about that, particularly for those few kids that struggled.
Well, they learn many lessons. They learn that they can do it. They learn that they are doing it. They learn that no matter what it is, if they like something, go for it, and they see the results of working hard towards it. So there were many lessons to be learned, and they learned them all. Fantastic. Matt, you're doing a wonderful job of helping them learn what they like, not what they have to take. There's a difference when it comes to education. When students are forced into taking classes that they don't particularly like or have interest in, then you see behavioral problems. Yes. Well, we could talk about that all day long, but let's move on to something else before we run out of time. Tell us about the upcoming season for Pistarchal Theater, please.
Yeah, you got it. So we're about ready to shift away from the summer and go into the performance part of the year. And so we have a really exciting, relevant main stage season this year for what's kind of going on in the world. And I think it's going to be real great. We're going to open with, we just finished auditions for the musical Evita, And
Zena.
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone that's listening is at least familiar with the name and the background story. It's sort of a historiography put to music of Eva Perón and the rise to power in South America and everything that went on there with the rise to power and then the fall of her and her husband. And again, I mean, it's super relevant. I mean, it's a good story. It's good history. It's really good music. It's really good music. And really relevant considering what's going on in Venezuela now, you know, with a similar dictatorial threat to the country. Mm-hmm. So there's they're very, very just it couldn't be a better time to go see that.
Wow.
and make some comparisons. So that'll run in October and for 3 weeks in October. And the specific schedule, I don't know off the top of my head, but it's available on our website, which I'm sure we'll give before the end of the show. And then, okay, so it's www.pastarkaltheater.com, all one word, Pastarkal Theater. Mm-hmm. And all of our whole season is there. So then after Evita is done, we are going to something that I'm particularly excited about because it's a new play that I have written. Will get its world premiere. Yeah, we'll do a world premiere in November. Yep. And it's called. Well, thank you. I'm excited. It's been a few years since I've had a new one produced. I had a number done in the late 90s, early 2000s, but. It's been a little bit, so I'm excited to stage something of mine again, and this one's called Alternative Facts, and it is a political comedy, political satire, contemporary comedy that is again sort of connected to what's going on in United States politics and really kind of the worldwide social media integration with communication and politics. And it takes a minute to look at the funny side of some not funny business and try to put some levity to it. You know, it's not a dry political thing. It's really more about relationships, family relationships, and work relationships, and how all those relationships are tested in funny ways when there's both truth and lies that are told.
Let me interrupt you right there, please. Don't give it all away, man. Let people come and find out.
Well,
let them come
I'm
and
just,
find out. Because...
Yeah, you got it. So that was just the basic overview. So that will run in November, right before Thanksgiving. So, what's that?
The name of the play?
Alternative Facts. Yes.
Okay.
Good. So,
very good.
And then we'll do our normally Pastarkal does a Christmas show that blends some of our adult actors with kids from our after school program, which runs in the fall. And this year they're going to be doing the musical The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. That's a pretty fun one, and then after that in February, We're going to stage The Color Purple, which...
No way.
Yes, which again, with very relevant to everything that's happening with unrest and all that kind of stuff. So just a brilliant piece that we're gonna stage, and then we'll end it. That'll be in February, March, and then in we're gonna end the season with a follow-up to another new play by a Virgin Island playwright, the Susan Hunter, who did Catch and Keep last year, which was very successful.
That was fun.
She is finishing sort of the second installment of that play. And I don't know what the final title would be, so it's still in the final works, but that will go up in April May time. That's a great season. New works and political stuff,
yeah.
And great musicals and some serious content. So none of the shows should be missed this year, I don't think. If you're on the island and you're a theater person, there's not a single show that you won't want to see.
Fantastic. Now, besides the show, there are two other activities or two other events that the Historical Theater holds annually. And there's one with the Chamber of Commerce Business After Hours.
Right. Yep, that's coming up in late September.
Okay.
Yep,
so
it comes up in late.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's late September. It's a fundraiser, wine tasting, and where we like business leaders to get together, after work and try good wine and have good conversation and get together people that care about the island, care about theater and culture, and that event helps us with making sure that needy kids get scholarships to summer programs and all that kind of stuff. So that comes up in September, and of course, our annual fundraiser is scheduled for January.
Wow. There's a lot going on at the Historical Theater. You guys will be a small theater, but you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
And the community
needs
to be aware of it. Yes. Now, I understand the Business After Hours is going to be plumb-packed with activities. Some of the activities I heard about would be a youth steel pen going to be playing. There's going to be a raffle for prizes. There's going to be a goodie bag. Man, that's a lot. And then other surprises? That's a lot going on.
It is. Yeah, there'll certainly be others. There'll be other musical treats and that kind of thing. Our president and our marketing director and development person, they've got some more tricks up their sleeve, I'm sure. I'm not privy to all the information, but I know it'll be a great event. Yeah.
Sure. Man, there's a lot going on at the Historical Theater, and I'm glad we have this show to pass it on to our audience, which, by the way, is around the world. So you don't be surprised if one day or one evening a participant comes to the show, to the play, and says, I heard you on the internet. And they came to the Virgin just because they heard wonderful things about the Historical Theater. So I'm so glad that we could have a moment to share with the audience what's going on. Okay. What else is going on?
Okay, so one more thing that I want to talk about. Sorry for the delay. I wasn't sure if we were still connected there.
Yes,
so One other thing, our summer programs have just wrapped up, like we talked about. Very successful summer for the theater. So our next education program is our after-school program, which begins on September 12th. And there are there's still spots for that, and that runs after school in the fall, September to December, and it's similar to our production, our STARS production camp, where we have the kids engaged in acting and singing and dance lessons and choreography and some understanding of a little bit of tech and a little bit of staging and all that kind of stuff, and then in a safe environment after school, and so then that culminates with those kids having auditions to fill roles in the Christmas production, which I just talked about. So they get to carry through the whole experience from training to production and that kind of thing. So that gets going on the 12th, and so any parent or child that's interested can make contact with the theater get signed up as long as spots are available.
Good, good, good. Got a question for you. What happens if a kid wants to be there to participate, but his parents are busy working, cannot take them to there? Can the student get to Pistolfo Theater on the school bus? The school bus
usually. Yeah, so I don't want to answer universally, but usually, we do communicate with the school district, and usually there is a bus route that goes close to Pistarkel so that they can we make arrangements with the school principal to say, please let this child get on whatever bus that goes, by Tillett Gardens or near Tillett Gardens. So, yes, I mean, I don't want to say universally it can happen, but there is a good possibility.
Wow, that's good. Anything that can help them get there. Because if they like to do this, then we should bend over and do whatever we can to help them get there. It sounds like that's what's happening.
Right.
Fantastic. All right, well, tell the audience again, please. The phone number and the website if they want more information about what's going on at Pistarkel Theater.
Sure. The phone number at Pistarkel is 340-775-7877. And the website address again is www.pistarkeltheater.com. You can get all the information you want there. I should mention too, we talked about it the first time I was on, but Pistarkel youth education programs and department, they were National Arts and Humanities Youth Program finalist for best youth arts education in the country. So we are very proud of that finalist distinction, and that was an award that put us in the top 50 of hundreds and hundreds of youth arts organizations. So it is worth make those arrangements as you talked about and finding a way if your child is artistically inclined or performance inclined to get them down there, because they'll get the experience, but they'll learn a lot. They'll learn a whole lot too. And it's a great set of programs.
As a matter of fact, I think one of the directors of the Lion King Jr., or the director, I don't remember what's the title, Lauren?
Yeah,
was
yeah,
a
Lauren.
She came out of Pacifica Theater, and she became an actor, and she became a director, and she came back to teach. Wow, there's all kinds of possibilities for students if they decide this is what they want to do.
Yeah,
coming
that's
out
all
of
true.
St. Thomas. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all
wow,
true.
Wow,
yeah,
wow.
She was homegrown. That's true. Yep.
Homegrown. Yeah, there you go. So students could leave St. Thomas when they get through with whatever they want to do through Pistocco Theater. They have two or three or four different options. They could go to New York and be in the Broadway plays there, or they could go to Hollywood and be in plays as well as movies there. There's all kinds of universities in California that have plays, and they are always looking for people. So that's all kinds
sure.
of opportunities for all those students from Virgin Islands who think, I don't know what to do. There's nothing for me to do. Oh, there is a lot to do. There is a lot. Wow,
yep,
Matt,
yep.
I'm excited. Woo! You got me all excited about what's going on. Little shop of horrors.
then I did my job. I'm good.
Yes, you did. You did a wonderful job, and will continue to do a wonderful job because, like I said, when kids come in to do something they want to do, what a difference than students coming in angry, frustrated because they have to do something. I like that concept. If you can have students to come to do something they want to do, what a world of difference. They achieve their goals, and the disruption becomes minimal. Fantastic job, Matt. I have to take my hat off to you and the rest of you guys out there, crew members, staff members.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you very much. Yeah.
You're welcome, Matt. You're welcome. Now, we're down to the last 2 minutes. Let's put it into a closing thoughts. What wrap-up closing thoughts would you like to share with our audience?
Oh, well, I'd like to encourage everyone to, if you've been there before, to come check us out again this season. And if for some reason you've never visited, there is a real, I think, diamond in the rough here on St. Thomas that tucked back in until the gardens is just beautiful, and the quality of the education as well as the performances are really first rate, and it's a real plus for St. Thomas to have this. So
fantastic. Wow.
So get online and get those tickets, and if you got friends coming in or family to visit during the year, bring them. It's really worth it to experience what our performance culture is here on the island.
Wow, interesting. And I understand, too, that for the 2017 and 2018 season, there's a 30% off, 30% discount, 30% discount. That's never been heard
yes.
of. Wow.
Yes, if you buy a season subscription between now and before the season starts, we will subtract 30%, as well as Pistarchal is a member of the I'm going to get it wrong, which is terrible, but it's the blue it's a blue support organization, meaning I should learn the name of this, but meaning that it we support and give discounts to military personnel
yes.
and their families. We're very proud of that distinction, or that we're very proud to offer that and be a member of that group of organizations that supports our military also.
Fantastic, Matt. Thank you very much for being here. We just went out of time, 30 seconds. So I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you for what you're doing there, and also for coming on to share with our audience what is going on at the Pistocco Theater. So, folks, we want to say bye-bye to Matt. We want to say bye-bye to you next Friday, 1:30. Every Friday, 1:30 Eastern Time, we'll be right here with a Pistocco Moment. So long, Matt. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So have a good weekend.
You do the same, man. You do the same. Thank you.